customers are feeling the pinch, and it's quite significant because you're talking about 4 cent rise in the price of a litre of petrol and a 3 cent rise in the price of a litre of diesel. So if you get 50 litres, it's going to be €2 more for every fill for petrol. And that's very significant for people. And of course, the other issue, which I've been hammering at in the Dáil, and hopefully when we get back next week, it's the after we've elected our Taoiseach, it will be the issue I will be hammering home again, is the impact on businesses, particularly those in border regions, because we're at risk of having a two-tier fuel economy along the border region, where already diesel petrol prices are less in Northern Ireland. And with this increase today, with the increase that's due in August and with carbon taxes, we're looking at between 15 and 20 cent per litre of a difference in price by the end of this year. No business could sustain that. No business.
Obviously, the finance minister is going to come under pressure following this latest hike, Deputy. There's calls for him to postpone the next one planned for August. Is that a feasible option, do you think?
I think it's absolutely feasible. I think he should have postponed this one in April until, as I said, he puts this expert group in place to look at the taxation on fuel, because it affects people in many different ways, not just in their pockets when they go to the petrol pumps, the diesel pumps, but also when they're paying for goods. Because once we're an island economy, so the cost of transporting around the country, especially to this part of the country, is very significant. So all the goods and the products we buy, many of them have to be transported here, and that adds to cost.